This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, the White House threw its support behind part of the Federal Communications Commission's ambitious National Broadband Plan. President Obama signed a presidential memorandum that commits the government to increasing the amount of wireless spectrum. The goal is to improve Americans' access to high-speed internet. Today's announcement follows closed-door meetings the FCC held last week with the biggest broadband companies. The firms are opposed to the commission's plan to regulate broadband internet access. Public interest advocates have rallied behind the FCC. And as Joel Rose reports, both groups claim the facts are on their side.
Internet companies and their backers like to say the free market is doing fine on its own. Here's Texas Representative Joe Barton at a congressional hearing in March.
95% of America has broadband.
Well, yes and no. 95% of Americans do have access to broadband where they live. But when it comes to adoption, actually signing up for broadband at home, the number is much lower, around 63%.
The numbers don't lie. For the providers to try to say that there's no problem, it's merely just a smokescreen.
Derek Turner is research director for the public interest group Free Press. When it comes to broadband adoption, Turner says the U.S. has fallen behind other developed countries, including such technological powerhouses as Estonia.
Depending on whose numbers you look at, we're definitely a middle-of-the-pack performer, but even more alarming is the direction we're heading. We're trending downward. We're dropping in the rankings. Countries are bypassing us.
The two narratives about how easy and cheap it is to get online in the U.S. are so starkly different that it's hard to believe both sides are talking about the same internet. But they are, says John Horrigan. He studied broadband adoption for years, first at the Pew Internet and American Life Project, and now at the FCC.
There are a lot of different measures that float around, and so people might pick a number that makes their case and not look at numbers that might suggest a somewhat different story.
Broadband presents one of the great glass-half-empty, glass-half-full stories.
Bruce Melman is co-chair of the Internet Innovation Alliance, an industry-supported group that opposes more regulation. He thinks broadband adoption in the U.S. is going well, considering broadband's only been available for 10 years.
Within a decade, we've seen faster broadband deployment than you saw for cell phones, than for cable TV. It's one of the great technology success stories in history.
Great for business, but maybe not so great for consumers.
The broadband marketplace in America suffers from really two critical failures: high prices and low speeds.
Joel Kelsey is an analyst at the nonprofit Consumers Union, publisher of Consumer Reports. He says 96% of Americans can only get broadband from two or fewer companies. That's good for those phone and cable companies and their shareholders. But Kelsey says it's bad public policy.
If you talk to industry, they look at it and think of broadband as a private commercial service, akin to pay television or cable TV. And if you look at how the internet has developed, a lot of folks out there believe it is an essential input into this nation's economy. It is an essential infrastructure question.
In the last 10 years, broadband has become a crucial part of how we communicate, shop, work, and even apply for jobs. And therefore, Kelsey says it should be regulated like other technologies we consider essential, including electricity and telephone service. But Bruce Melman at the Internet Innovation Alliance thinks we don't need more government intervention to make broadband faster and cheaper.
Well, we haven't yet, and that's in the first decade. And in the second decade, the marketplace is only going to be that much more competitive.
FCC officials don't seem so sure. They say some basic regulations are necessary to protect consumers and spur competition. But the big internet companies are pushing back with more numbers of their own, lobbying dollars. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.